Yani.
Well, Casey, I just read through all of your letters that I got while I was in Hong Kong, and looks like all the fellows have come back in from the officers' club. Now they've started showing movies over there, so nearly everybody leaves the hooch from about 8 o'clock till about 10 o'clock, and they go over and watch the movie that they show in the officers' club. It's about 10 o'clock now. I'll try to go ahead and finish this up, but I'm not going to promise anything. If I can't, well, I'll go ahead and finish it tomorrow and get it off to you tomorrow. I was reading through your letters there, and where Joe and Vicky were coming to San Angelo for a skiing trip, and also to pick up their dishes that we got, that I got for them through the Paysex there. I hope they did enjoy their trip to San Angelo, and y'all all did have a lot of fun skiing. And I was wondering if any of the dishes that they ordered were broken. It would have been probably pretty lucky if they did get all the dishes and none of them were broke. You're talking about doing all of your thank you notes. I guess you are keeping on top of those, and you mentioned that you did have all of them written except for those that you get periodically, and you just go ahead and write those as you get those gifts. I'm glad that you did go ahead and get all of them out and get that out of your hair anyway. Sound like you did get a good buy on that thermal blanket that you bought from Hemp Hill Wells at half price. If you get anything like that and you want to buy it, well, just go ahead and get it. I'm sure that we'll be able to use that thermal blanket for our king size bed. Sounded like your little party you had with the all the ladies and the spices that you got was a big success. I hope that you did have a lot of fun and got together with the other women. I'm sure that we won't be out of the spices for a good while anyway. You mentioned in one of your letters that your father was planning on putting in a central refrigeration and a heating unit in the house. I was just wondering when he was planning on going to try to do that, if before I get home or maybe sometime this winter. I didn't know. I don't think you mentioned when he was going to do that. I hope he can go ahead and do it, and maybe this winter, and have it for next summer, because they sure can use it, I'm sure. I'm sure with the high humidity that they do have sometimes in San Angelo, that that one or two air conditioners that you do have there just doesn't do the job. You were mentioning in one letter about the water at the lake had really gone down. I hope that it does come a big rain before I get home and the water gets back up, so we'll have a place to ski. I'm looking forward to getting out and spending some time with you and your folks. I don't know whether I'm looking forward to skiing too much, or I'm looking forward to just doing nothing, just loafing around doing whatever we want to, not having any timetable that we have to keep or anything like that. We just take each day as it comes and do whatever we want. I'm not going to be too active, I don't feel like, whenever I do get home. Just being around you will be all I want, I'm sure. Sounded like Sonny has a pretty good deal on some candlesticks in the Philippines. If he can get those candlesticks for about $12 a piece, well, why don't you go ahead and have him get two of them, and we can pay him back. If they're $12 is pretty cheap for those brass candlesticks, I must admit. you couldn't get those for that price in Hong Kong. And if you want two of them, well, just go ahead and have him order two of them and we can pay him back. I don't know what we're going to use candlesticks for, but I guess you've got something in mind for him anyway. You were wondering as to whether or not we got to see the astronauts walk on the moon or any portion of the trip or the return trip. They had just been on the moon or walked on the moon, were back in the spaceship on the way home whenever I got into Hong Kong. But while I was in Vietnam, I didn't get to see any of the portion of the trip to the moon or the walk or any of that stuff because they didn't televise it for the for Vietnam here, so we didn't get to see any of that. I got to Hong Kong. Well, there's just not very many TV sets around Hong Kong. I don't know what the deal is. I guess the big surge on TVs hasn't started in Hong Kong like it has in the States and other countries, even Europe. But the whole time I was there, I don't guess I've seen but one or two TVs. And I didn't see any color TVs the whole time I was there. I understand they only have two TV stations in the whole city. They have approximately 40 million people in Hong Kong, of which about 150,000 of those people are people that live on the water. They just live in sampans and right around the city there of Hong Kong. I've got some pictures of all this stuff, so whenever I get home, I'll explain it to you and show you where these people live. And we took that one tour around the harbor of Hong Kong and took a bunch of pictures. We took a bunch of pictures of Russian ships and red Chinese ships that were right up there in the bay. And this is an open port, so these people can come in there and try to sell their goods if they want. The USS Kitty Hawk was in Hong Kong while we were there, and there was quite a few sailors running around. It was real funny because I think I got a picture of this, but there was a Russian freighter that was sitting right beside the Kitty Hawk that was tied up there in the harbor of Hong Kong. And we've seen a couple of other instances there where the Russian ships or the red Chinese ships were parked right beside the American ships, or just like the Red Chinese Bank, the Bank of China, was built right beside the Hong Kong Hilton Hotel and stuff like this. It's just pretty funny the way things are over there, the way the Americans and the Red Chinese or the Americans and the Russians are right close together. And the way they work so close together in Hong Kong there, and the way they are enemies, you might say. I hope you did have a real good visit with Sylvia and Carrie Lee while you were in Abilene, and Gary. Hope you got to see Gary while you were there. And Pat and Carolyn Agnew, I'm sure that you did have a good visit and enjoyed being back with Sylvia and Carrie Lee after a good long absence. About the land for sale in Hawaii, I guess, like we talked about it over the telephone, but we'll wait till we get to California and decide something after we get there. That free inspection trip that they were talking about there in the one letter, that means that they'll pay the fare from Honolulu over to Hilo, which is from the island of Oahu over to the island of Hawaii. But I don't think that's a free trip from California to Hawaii. But we'll decide something whenever we get out there, and if we want to, we might make a trip over to Hilo, see what we can find out there. Whenever I was thinking about buying land in Hawaii, I was thinking about possibly moving to Hawaii later on and starting to a teaching job there, or even I don't know what we might decide to do, but we might try something. But I wouldn't care to buy any land over there and not move over there or put it to some use, even though it would be still a good investment to just go ahead and buy the land and save it and sell it later on. Maybe break it up into lots and sell it as lots, because you could make a lot of money on it that way also. But we'll wait and decide something whenever we get to California. You are asking about Dennis Darnell and his wife Margot. I haven't seen him. I don't think he's in country yet. I figure that they probably put him on a hold in Okinawa. There's a lot of rumors going around here about the MAG 36 and the Marines up at Quang Tri being moved out. But I figure that this will happen in September sometime, so it won't affect me, but I figure that they probably got him on a hold there waiting word from President Nixon to pull out the rest of the Marines north of Da Nang. And for this reason, they probably wouldn't be bringing any more people in country. I think Margot is probably in Philadelphia living with her parents there while Dennis is over here. She was from Philadelphia, and so I figure that's probably where she's at. I'm glad that you did go ahead and visit with Dr. Rhodes and had a nice long talk with him, sound like, and got everything straightened out as far as your problems are concerned. And sounds like you did get it worked out. And just go ahead and do as he said, and I'm sure everything will be all right. We'll talk about it as soon as I get home. I was just wondering how you were coming with your reading list or all the stuff I asked you to read and study up on. I don't know yet what we'll try to do. We'll talk about it when I get home also, about buying a house or renting a house or renting an apartment or whatever we might try to do whenever we get out there. I did get a letter from Mike and Dwayne Bishop today, and sounds like they're doing just fine, and really looking forward to us getting out there. And I'm looking forward to getting out there too. And I'm sure that we can have a lot of fun being around Mike and Dwayne, even though I'm sure it'll all work out whenever we get out there. Just go ahead and read up on all that stuff I ask about and do your best to study it, and we'll know what we want whenever we get out there, and we'll look around, and I'm sure that we'll make the wisest investment as possible, considering everything that is out there. There's a lot of things that we'll have to take into consideration, and this is what I want you to start thinking about. And I'm sure that you'll come up with a lot of other things that we should be thinking about that I wasn't thinking about. And so this is what I wanted primarily for you to be thinking about. I'll mention some of the things here, and you can be thinking about some of our expenses that we will have, and we'll know about how much money we're going to be making, and we're going to live within our paycheck. There's no doubt about that. Plus, we're going to save money also. Some of the things you might be wanting to think about are a house or an apartment, and our food and our dress, our transportation, and also our medical bills, where we've got life insurance policies that we'll be paying on, and we've got savings that we will use. And some other things might be the betterment and home upkeep, personal care, and installment payments, vacations, and most important will be our church and charity. This will always be at the top of our list, Kay, as far as expenses are concerned, will be our donations to the church. Also, we have personal allowances, entertainment, and this is something that we don't want to forget, and our furniture and furnishings. That just about completes the list. Maybe give you something to think about anyway. And looks like the tape's about to run out, so I guess I'll be signing off for now, and I'll try to get you a letter off each day until I do get home. And we can begin our life together again. I know that we will make quite a contribution to this world, and I know it can never happen without you in my life. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the happiest man in the world, and I don't see any reason why I can't be the happiest man in the world for the rest of my life. And you own me and everything that I have completely, so I'm yours for the asking. I do love you very much, and I'm thinking about you every minute of the day, so you be sweet, and I'll be seeing you in Lubbock in about 4 weeks, so I'll sign off for now. I love you.
Bye-bye.